John, how are you doing? Who, me? I'm just doing adequate, thanks. Just adequate. Good evening, Madam Contest Chair, fellow Toastmasters, honored guests, and anybody out there who's just feeling adequate tonight. We get that question all the time, don't we? How many times a day? Hey, how are you doing? And sometimes when we hear the questions, or we're the ones giving the question, we don't always hear the answers. We might get, oh, not bad, or I'm good, or great. I had a college professor who always answered it this way, I'm mean as ever. I don't know what that was about, but I passed his class, so I'm happy about that. But when people ask me, hey, John, how are you doing? I say I'm adequate. And sometimes I say I'm sufficient, because adequate and sufficient are synonyms for the word enough. And I am enough. I know that I am enough, and let me explain. Last summer, our oldest daughter, Claire, was invited to a three-week dance and arts experience, an intensive with other high schoolers from across the state. Now, some of us, when we were younger, we might have gone down to a park in the summer and played a sport, or maybe got jammed into the family car between older siblings fighting for a better seat in a driving vacation. Or maybe we went to a camp. But not kids today. No, sir, they have experiences and intensives. So while she was there, she learned to live by this phrase. I know that I am enough. No judging. Accept me as I am. I am who I am. When the 3 weeks were over, it was time for the high schoolers to go back home to their part of the state. They were so emotional. Oh, I told my wife I've never seen so many high school age girls and boys hugging and crying and crying and hugging. I just wanted to hug somebody. But literally their rallying cry was, I know that I am enough. So weeks later, when the emotions died down, she's a high schooler after all, asked my daughter, I said, what does this mean to you, I know that I am enough? She said, Dad, it means that I'm good. I'm good enough. I'm good enough to be here. I'm good enough to be anywhere. I belong and I'm accepted. Reminds me about this, kind of like this contest. When I asked so many of my fellow Toastmasters, I said, hey, are you going to participate this year in the International Speech Contest? Boy, we could use you. They said, no, man, I'm not good enough. I don't belong in that. I don't have the goods to be good enough. Well, how else will you get better, succeed, without a little good enough in you? And then it reminds me of Toastmasters in general. Why did I join Toastmasters? Frankly, I don't know sometimes. There's no way, being a shy, introverted kid, I'm getting up in front of a room full of people like this and giving a speech. But then I had my first experience with Table Topics, and it went something like this. Do not make eye contact with the Table Topics master. Do not look her in the eye. Avert the gaze, avert the gaze. And then she read the question. If you were a tree, and she was so happy about this. If you were a tree, what type of tree would you be? John, why don't you take this one? A tree? Really? Are you kidding me? At that moment, I said, enough is enough. And then I gave my first speech and received my first evaluation. Now, I don't know how it is in your club, but in our club, improvement opportunities are called gifts. Well, let's just say there were so many gifts. It was like Christmas morning. So there are many meanings for the word enough. Have you had enough? Oh, yes, thank you. I have a belly full. Have you had enough? Yes, up to here. Have you had enough? Yes, enough already. So I'm not saying be mediocre, but you don't have to be perfect. Don't be a never enough, become a good enough. Because the goal is to become the best person possible. The best person possible. Dun, 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 dun. Beep, 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 beep. This news flash, this news bulletin. The death rate in America is 100%. Always was, always will be. Father Time is undefeated. So you will leave this earthly world one day. And before you do, why not tell yourself, I am enough. I am good enough. I belong here. I belong anywhere. And I can do anything. Madam Contest Chair.